Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I wanted to find out. I saw a link on Facebook, and I clicked on it. I ordered the Dyson, the vacuum. It said it was $2, and eventually it would charge me $49, and now they're still charging. You guys are charging me again $59. I didn't receive my item, and it's been over 30 days.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Elena Spicer.
Do you go by another name?
It could have been under Evaliko, E-W-A-L-I-K-O.
Okay, one moment. If you can verify your shipping and your mailing address for me, please.
795 Kuala Lumpur Street, Wadlupuho, 896793.
Okay, so when you entered into the contest entry, for an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, the sweepstake, the terms and conditions stated that it'll automatically enroll you in a meal plan, which is just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings, and I can bring the monthly rate to $20 to stay.
It was a thing that I said that I could get a vacuum, and it was for $2. And then it charged me $49, and it wasn't something that I, so I'm asking to see if I'm going to get my product or I'm going to get.
Yes, this is, let me tell you, this is the information that I have. One moment. Okay. Customers receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, you're offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for sweepstakes that offers various prizes, iPhone, Dyson vacuum, iPad, etc. Customers could charge anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter sweepstakes. In the terms and conditions for sweepstakes, it also tells them that they'll be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan. Once you sign up for the meal plan, you'll receive an email with the link for the app. So that's what happened.
Which I never got an email. I didn't get any email. I would have gotten it. I would have replied. I never got an email. It charged me my card. Mm-hmm. And I never received a confirmation that I was going to get anything or nothing. So I'm questioning, is this a scam, fraud, because I already canceled my card.
Okay.
So I need to find out if, because you guys charged me another $59. Well, tried to charge me, which it stopped because it was fraud. So I'm questioning, is am I getting a vacuum or not, or am I going to get refunded?
Okay, you know how, to answer your question about the vacuum, you know how when you buy a lottery ticket for a chance to win the lottery, you don't actually win, it's just for a chance. So you're entering, the principle is the same. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So my basically, I am not interested in the vacuum.
Okay.
So if I cannot get my money back, my card is already canceled, so there's no way of getting any funds out of me. So that is kind of where we stand, so. I guess this call is going to be done, and I won't ever consider doing anything with business with you folks.
Yes, ma'am. Your bank had declined the charges for March 10, 2022, but they approved the charge for February.
They already approved the charge, the first charge. They didn't approve any other charges.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, they didn't. They approved February 8, 2022 charge, but they did not. They declined the charge for March 10, 2022.
Yeah.
So I can offer you a 25% refund for the February 8th charge.
But I'm not going to give you my card number, so how am I going to get the money back?
It'll be automatically put into the account, the card that you use. So even though you canceled your account.
I don't need the money. It's fine. I don't need. If I'm not going to have everything back, I just don't want anything at all.
Okay.
So. Basically, I am not going to be doing any more business with you guys. I've learned my lesson, and there's no way you guys are going to be able to get my card information because that card has been closed and canceled.
Okay, your cancellation number is? Let me know when you're ready for it.
When you're ready.
920.
Mm-hmm.
471.
Mm-hmm.
854.
And what was your name, ma'am?
Kim, K-I-M.
Thank you. And where am I calling?
We're in California. California.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, and thank you for calling Customer Support. You enjoy your day.